Space Pirates and Breakaway Civilizations, Part 2, Galactic Federation Involvement. Hello again, and welcome to my channel, thank you for being here with me once more. I am Mariswaru. Some parts of this video may be disturbing or bothersome for some of you who idealize the Galactic Federation, but somebody has to say these things. I am well aware that no one else on Earth, or almost, or at least I'm not aware of anyone else who is mentioning the disturbing things about the Federation, its true nature and how it is organized. But being alone, being the only one saying these things does not make them false, as the truth, even of one, is still the truth. I'm not focusing on the bad, but sometimes what must be said, yet not everything is bad, as it depends on how you interpret everything. Everything that exists can be interpreted in multiple ways, focusing on what you want to see, and as I have explained before, that depends on your consciousness awareness and on your frequency and vibration. This means that many people on Earth who are sharing information about the Galactic Federation may want to idealize it, focusing on the good parts, sometimes being completely unable or unwilling to see the bad parts. They may claim that the bad parts are not in their vibration, as I have explained myself, and so be it. The problem is that when you are sharing and co-creating a realm, like the one on Earth, you are in a frequency soup where things that you don't want to see can eventually creep up to you and do you harm. So having an ostrich mentality in these cases does not help. Having said all this, I'm perfectly aware that the Galactic Federation is not one single thing, as it spans not only vast areas in space, as it is also working in multiple densities and their dimensions. And the very characteristics of the Galactic Federation, all that defines it, changes a lot depending on the level and on the density of the part of it we may be talking about. Discarding the obvious frauds, many people on Earth channel beings in the Galactic Federation, or who are part of it, therefore it is logical to conclude that what they are channeling may most probably come from a higher density federation, which has a much higher frequency and vibration than a more materialistic lower density one, even though they are all part of the same larger organization, just being levels of it. However, beings in higher densities don't need organizations like the Galactic Federation, as they are so integrated, and with so much telepathic communication between them, that such an organization becomes unnecessary. The Galactic Federation dissolves into obsolescence as we go up in existential densities. But generally speaking, and ideally, the beings who communicate with humans through channeling do tend to be from higher existential realms, therefore this would explain why their messages are always so positive and loving, causing people to react against me when I mention the bad parts of the Federation, yet we are not talking about the same beings. It looks like they are enmeshing, or mixing up the lower parts of the Galactic Federation, with the messages from much higher above, where the Federation itself is no longer necessary. However, I must caution that channeling is not restricted to beings in higher densities only, because the vibration of the channeler must largely coincide with that of one of the entities being channeled, or they simply would not connect at all. This causes the person who is channeling to interfere a lot with the message being received, as they all become a reflection of the channeler's vibration, of who he or she is, restricting the messages that can be received to the beings that are their vibrational match. Many lower astral entities are tricksters and are highly manipulative, and they many times pass off as positive beings giving loving messages to further their agendas. So, as always, take what serves you out of every message you hear, and leave the rest. Always use your head, not only your emotions, and be responsible for the conclusions you come to about what is real and what is not. Therefore, what I am going to say next only applies to the parts of the Galactic Federation that are basically in the same existential realms, or densities, and dimensions as the so-called real world on Earth, the nuts and bolts federation that is as real as your local government. That level of the Galactic Federation is made of people, like you and I, in a biological body that needs to eat, rest, and go to the bathroom. And as it always happens with people, each one of them is different, each one has its own vibration, ideas, intentions, and so on. The Galactic Federation, which is at the same existential level as Earth society, is nothing more than more government, with the same basic structure as the ones on Earth, as they are a reflection of what is generating them from above. Politics and politicians on Earth are a reflection. They are the earthly interpretation of the politicians above, in space, and in the Galactic Federation, which are the ultimate controllers of Earth. A very large amount of Galactic Federation politicians belong to Lyrian genetic races, and their ethical levels are as variable as you can imagine, and although in general they do tend to be far above the average level of any crooked politician on Earth, they may still manifest some of their bad habits. Then we must also consider all the complications that come from having non-human politicians in places of power inside the parts of the Federation, which govern Earth and its affairs, as it is logically very hard for them to understand or to relate with what humans need. As I've said before, having non-emotional races making decisions for emotional ones, like human Lyrians, is cruel, or unwise at the least. The Lyrian race, which is most involved in leadership places within the local Galactic Federation, that oversees everything that has to do with Earth, are the Elfratans or Centauri. After the Elfratans, the most numerous Lyrians involved here are the Antarians, but all of them can be considered simply as space humans. All races are prone to do good things and bad things alike. It all boils down to what each individual is doing, and as is to be expected, each person has good things and bad things. The problem is that Federation members may abuse their power, many times behaving exactly as earthly politicians with all their bad habits. When they cannot achieve what they want through legal means, they do tend to manipulate other people. And if this is not enough, then they do use dirty tactics like the ones used by politicians on Earth, such as extortion, fabrication of events to blame others for them, that is, false flags, and other shady activities. In my last video, I described space pirates and breakaway civilizations. And although those occur naturally, because of the interests and wants of a few who don't want to continue being part of another larger and well-established civilization, will go away from it, choosing to live on their own. The problem with these runaway micro-civilizations is that they end up having limited resources, and more often than not they have low ethics, which is the most probable reason why they chose to move away from their much more advanced mother civilization in the first place. These people and their micro-civilizations end up depending on pillage, stealing and taking things by force from other better established civilizations, especially targeting the ones which are emerging, perhaps in pre-industrial stages. Or even targeting colonies and faraway settlements of larger civilizations, simply because they are isolated and vulnerable, and the same way, they may systematically attack, passing by starships from those larger civilizations, when they are traveling slow, and not in hyperspace, of course. This is when those small breakaway civilizations become full-blown space pirates, which unfortunately is part of life in space, at least in lower material existential densities. The super strong Galactic Federation, even with its vast resources, many times cannot hunt down and neutralize these breakaway space pirates, especially the smarter, more cautious ones, because there are some of them which are, or were, stupid enough to try and take over by assault, a slow-moving starship, not realizing first that it is a Federation warship. The problem gets even worse when the corrupt politicians inside one or another level of the Galactic Federation itself use the existence of these space pirates to their advantage. All people with power want one thing, more power, and the Galactic Federation and its members are no exception to this, as they openly want more stellar races and their cultures to join them, and when they do, they end up being controlled and manipulated by the Federation and its rules and regulations, which are imposed on them, in the name of good cooperation and safety for all its members. When a stellar race wants to be independent and refuses to join the Federation, its politicians are known to use space pirates to attack those young and independent emerging stellar races, to force them into joining the Federation for protection. This is literally causing the problem to sell the solution, and it is a manipulative tactic used widely on Earth, mainly against its civilian population, as you all know. Sometimes the Federation may cut a deal with one or another faction of space pirates, promising to leave them alone in exchange for their pillage favors, but it is also known that the Federation itself has created many space pirate factions to work for them directly, as Federation dark agents, to force people and their civilizations into joining and obeying all the Galactic Federation rules. This means that the Federation at some level or another is responsible for countless atrocities and cruel assaults on emerging fragile civilizations all over the galaxy, all with the intention of gaining more political power and leverage in one area or another. I mention power as the main thing they want, as Federation physical resources are so vast that wanting to obtain more, using this kind of dirty tactics, is unnecessary, at least in most of the cases, but I don't doubt that this has also happened to take over one or another scarce resource. This information is coming from the archives of the Tajitans and on information shared by the Irma feline people, who are completely against this kind of unethical actions. And as I mentioned above, someone has to say these things about the Federation. They are not all bad, and I'm not slandering anyone here, as I'm well aware that most of its members are loving, ethical people who are doing their best every day. But a very dark side does exist as well, dark side that does reflect directly down on Earth, manifesting itself there as the evil agendas and procedures of governments on Earth and their puppet politicians. This kind of unethical dirty actions are used in a smaller scale as well, targeting individuals that have become troublesome to the interests of people in places in power, inside the Galactic Federation. This includes framing those troublesome people, making others believe that they have done hideous acts that they did not commit, all to remove them from their path, and this includes slandering, reputation demolishing by planting false evidence, intimidation tactics, and even assassination in the worst documented cases. And this brings me to the latest example. In the past few days, the internet connection of our ship, Talika, and the one of Avion 1, the Irma vessel, has been sabotaged in no less than 3 occasions. As some of you may already know, our internet connections work with a device connected to servers on Earth, the same ones you use. This device transmits the information using muon technology, that is controlled gravity pulses, to a receiver in the Andromedan biosphere ship Viera, in high orbit and behind the moon, where it enters several servers that in turn transmit the information to the starships in orbit that require an internet connection, like us. Although technically possible, the internet connection does not go directly from Earth to the starships in orbit, because by Stellar Federation law it must pass through an artificial intelligence filter under Galactic Federation control, to monitor and filter unwanted or illegal transmissions that may be a danger to the integrity of the artificially controlled and generated existential matrix on Earth. In other words, the Federation must filter out anything that may be used as hard evidence to prove that they even exist, anything that can be used to prove that all what you people are told about reality and its cosmology is false. In the past few days, we have been sabotaged in 3 occasions, all inside the Viera, where our Federation internet servers are. The first one was when someone intentionally overloaded and burnt the power lines that feed the servers. Then a few days later, after this issue was repaired, someone stole the cables that connect the muon antennas to the servers. Again, this was resolved in hours. And then the last sabotage attempt was just the day before yesterday, on Wednesday, November 15th, when someone destroyed the Tejetan and Irma servers inside the Viera with a fire axe. This took 24 hours to solve the issue by replacing the damaged servers. It is clear that someone in the Federation doesn't like us to be sharing this kind of information with all of you. But you must be well aware that it's not the Galactic Federation who is wanting to stop me, or us, as they would have done so long ago, and without resorting to this kind of low unethical violent tactics. It is someone within the Federation, or whose interests are being bothered by what I'm sharing here, perhaps because in their opinion, we, or I am bothering their cherished matrix on Earth. But I insist that it is not the Galactic Federation itself, as they expressed their concern about this problem, and their will to investigate who is responsible for these sabotage attempts. And it was the Federation itself who repaired the damage in a speedy way, so we can continue to be online as always. I thank the Federation members who have been so kind as to replace our servers with new ones. And those sabotage attempts in the end are cowardly and useless, because they did not manage to stop one single video from being published, at least so far, knock on wood. With or without internet from our main starship, Talika, we will always manage to upload it some other how. I will continue as always, with or without any opposition. What happened to the freedom of speech everyone on Earth and elsewhere are so keen to protect? If someone doesn't like the information, he or she is free to go and do something else with their time, because trying to stop others from transmitting their truths is not only unethical and low, it is useless. These unethical tactics are completely fruitless, as you only make people's resolve to continue a lot stronger. I will not stop and I will not falter. Thank you all of you, my friends, for all your support. I appreciate it more than what you can imagine. Stay strong out there and enjoy life, be happy. Thank you for liking and subscribing, and I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Maurice Waru.